Hi guys, this is Kim, and I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. I'm having a great day. You know what? I wanted to come to you today because I'm feeling some things that is kind of bothering me a little bit. You know what? I'm noticing a lot of stuff on social media, and I just wanted to talk to you guys about it because it's really something that is just baffling me in a way. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people who are out here comparing and making other people their competition. You know what? If you are spending your life or your time, any of your time, competing with anybody who's on social media, that is ridiculous to me because, you know what? The only thing that you know about these people are what they're putting out online. And if you are allowing yourself to be poked and prodded by anything that anybody is putting out on social media, that is, I don't understand that because that is just, this is social media. And I'm seeing not only young people doing it, I'm seeing people my age. And you know what? It is just, it's detrimental. You're allowing, again, yourself to be poked and prodded. And all of that stuff is filling up in your body. And I mean, people are, if you're making somebody your nemesis, because of what they're, because of likes and comments and things like that, that is amazing to me because I just don't understand it. I really don't. And it's just, again, it's ridiculous. So you have to be confident enough to tell yourself that because somebody gets more likes than you or somebody gets more comments, that means absolutely nothing. Again, this is social media, and a lot of people are twisting and turning themselves inside out because they're trying to outdo somebody far as likes and comments and things like that. And that, again, it's ridiculous because this is social media. It means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. We have lives, real lives, outside of what's going on online. I mean, if this is part of your job or if it's part of your work or just fun for you, that's what it should be. And I mean, people are constantly comparing themselves to other people because of things that they put out online. And I mean, people are competing because of very superficial things, because of the way people look and things like that. It is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And I'm going to say that again. It's ridiculous. Stop doing that. It doesn't matter if somebody gets more likes than you. It doesn't matter if somebody is doing whatever they're doing online and you're not doing that. If you want to do something online, do it. But stop hating on other people or comparing yourself or making somebody else your competition or your nemesis online because you're feeling whatever you're feeling about yourself. And that's really what it is what you're feeling about yourself. Stop doing that because you're gonna make yourself sick. I've seen people get sick behind being on social media, and that's, if it becomes detrimental to your health, you need to get off. Basically, you need to get off. And I'm gonna tell you something. I would not spend my day worrying about what somebody else is doing online, what somebody else is putting out online. It's ridiculous. I put out what I put out. They put out what they put out. If they get more likes than me, who cares? Your goal needs to be, especially if you're trying to help people or inspire somebody through your words, if you reach one person, you've done your job. And that's what it needs to be. So please, guys, treat social media as what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a place where you can keep in touch with family and friends. If you're doing work on social media, that's that's what it needs to be about. If you're trying to inspire people with your words or your actions, the way you're living your life, that's what it needs to be about. All of this competition and comparing yourself to other people and things like that, a lot of you are making yourself sick. Again, you're making yourself sick because of social media, and you need to stop. So that's all I wanted to say to you guys today. You know what? Love yourself, and you know what? Just have fun. Life is supposed to be about fun. I know we have, you know, bills to pay and things that we have to do in our lives, but you need to love your life because our time is getting shorter and shorter here. So again, love yourself, and I will talk to you guys again. Bye.